The nightmare was odd, intangible, even at the time. Some nameless, formless fear was reaching out to him. It grew and swelled toward him until he admitted he was waking, that most of him had been awake for some time, and that the fear was not of some nebulous terror, but of his next drop. The rest of the bay was asleep. He pulled himself up out of his berth gingerly, wincing from the pain of the cysts. He padded back and forth between the rows of berths. He found he was repeating the doctor's words over and over again in his mind. It was reassuring, he found. The lone head of a young man appeared over the edge of a berth. The two blue eyes followed his pacing. Felix stopped at last and stared back. But the young man was not embarrassed by this. Instead, he spoke.
"What's it like?"
he asked. Felix told him to ask someone else.
"Ew," replied the young man. "You're the only survivor from this old group. The first one I've even heard of."
"You're some kind of first," Forrest had said. How many firsts, he wondered, am I going to have to carry? He left just outside, away from the blue eyes. He wandered aimlessly about the corridors of the silent ship. After a while, he realized he was naked and returned. The blue eyes were closed, the boy asleep. Felix eased himself slowly into his berth. He slept almost immediately. The doctor's words, his last conscious thoughts. The console at the foot of the berth had called to drop all available combat personnel from his squad, his group, his sector. And his was the only name left. He kept the horror out of his face when the replacements read this on their consoles. Trying to keep from running, he stepped quickly from the bay. Outside, in the corridor, he skipped toward the infirmary. This doctor was pleasant and understanding, refusing even to notice the tremor in his voice as he spoke of computer error. She only nodded and led him to the bed.
"Those must really hurt,"
she said about the cysts. He nodded gratefully, managing a nervous smile. The medics came soon and gave him salves and treatments, and then a machine covered his body in an ultra-sheer, ultra-thin envelope, leaving gaps only at the necessary orifices. At first, he fought to hide his elation. Then he was embarrassed by his needless fear. Then he was slightly ashamed at his attitude. Later, when he realized that the envelope was designed to enable him to wear his suit despite his injuries, he was too numb to speak, too wobbly to stand. In the cubicle, the black suit embraced him. Dully, he made connection and watched the dials respond. Then he sat and wept openly. Heedless, uncaring, Banshee awaits.